938.
Yes. So I think that's I can see that Chris is here from Cruise Grennan Architecture. Chris, do you know if all of your group is here then?
That's right. Is it Angelina who's just dialing in? I think Angelina's on the phone and myself.
Okay. So, sorry everyone, if you can just hear me for a moment. My name's Luke Murtis. I'm Council's planning manager. Thanks for attending today. It's the Inner West Local Planning Panel, and the chairman Kevin Hoffman will formally open the panel in a moment. But I just need to say a few things before we formally start. So ordinarily, if you've been to one of these meetings before, you'll know that Council play a very limited role. And the panel is deliberately independent of the council for statutory reasons, right? That's still the case, but because of the COVID-19 situation that we're in, you'll see myself and some council support staff assisting a bit more directly with the administration of this meeting, especially with the digital infrastructure and things. And we're all sort of learning as we go. So we're trying to make sure, in particular, that the minutes and the decisions can all be recorded properly. This meeting is being recorded now. And for this to happen most efficiently, we need your help. So we need to ask that everybody who's in attendance observes a standard of behaviour, which is probably not too dissimilar to the face-to-face meetings. But we need to ask that everyone does the following things. Be mindful of your choice of words, and if you're using your video stream, just be mindful of your clothing. Make sure that you're wearing some. Don't talk over each other if you can help it. I know it's a bit difficult. Just try and keep it to one person at a time, and try and mute your microphone if you remember to do that as well. Be patient and respectful of other people, and if you're using your video stream, that includes visually, so try not to, stick your middle finger up or anything like that. Try and minimize background disturbance, so if you've got, children crying in the background or dogs barking or anything like that, try and move to a quiet place. We realize that's very difficult, and I do especially. I've got four kids running around in the background at the moment. Make sure you've got good, stable Wi-Fi or phone reception wherever you are. And the most important part is the audio. That's what will be kept on council's record. So don't worry too much if your video reception's not great. You can just stop that part of the broadcast, and it's not that important. What's most important to the panel is that they can hear what you're saying, and what's most important for the minutes is that we can hear what's been said. A few tips is to put your phone number on private if you're worried about other people being able to write down your phone number, because then it won't show up on the screen. And the last few seconds after you log out of the meeting, sometimes we can still hear what you're saying. So just leave it a few seconds after you think you've left the Skype meeting until you say what you really think of the panel, and make sure you're logged out, because we sometimes catch the last couple of seconds after you leave. So that's it from me. And staff can help you with technical inquiries and things if you really need us to. Flick a message onto the side of the screen there, or an email through to a staff member if you need to. But now the chairman will open the meeting, and please just try and follow the chairman's directions while you're participating. If he asks you just to stop for a moment, just try and comply with those if you can for us. I know it's a bit difficult at the moment.
Thank you, Luke. Does that complete what you needed to say?
Yes,
Did you hear that?
that's me finished. Yep.
Okay. Now, I'll welcome everybody to this meeting of the Inner West Local Planning Panel of Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2020. Can everybody hear me? Am I coming through clearly?
Yes.
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 That's good. I want to acknowledge at the start of the meeting the Gadigal and the Wangal people of the Eora Nation on whose country we are meeting today and their elders past and present. Now, at the commencement of the meeting, I like to briefly outline how the meeting is run so that people understand that. So something similar to what Luke has just said, to make the running of the meeting smoother, there's a couple of things I want to cover. The order of business is listed in the agenda, and I trust you've all got a copy of that. That order of hearing will be followed. We have a list of registered speakers, and as the relevant item comes up for discussion, I'll invite each by name to address the panel. And you're given 3 minutes to say what you wish to say. We've received a documentation which includes, I think, all of the persons who are speaking, their letters, we've read them. And the speakers should just address panel members, but we won't enter into a debate about the proposals, but panel members may wish to ask you questions, and that might go on for some time, or it might be brief, or maybe it's all clear and there's no questions. Now, following the conclusion of the public forum, the panel will convene in a closed session to conduct its discussion on the various matters and to make decisions on it. Minutes of the Inner West Local Planning Panel will be published on the council's website in a few days, and that will contain the text of the decisions that we make in the closed session. Now, as Luke said, this meeting is being recorded, so please ensure that whilst speaking to the panel, that you are respectful to other people and use appropriate language. The council accepts no liability for any defamatory or offensive remarks that might be made during the course of the meeting. I'd like to introduce the panel members. My name is Kevin Hoffman. I'm the chair of the panel. And my experience is as a retired commissioner from the Land and Environment Court of New South Wales. And prior to that, I was a director of a multidisciplinary consultancy in architecture, town planning, landscape architecture. I'm a qualified architect and town planner. And prior to being a director of the consultancy firm, I was chief town planner of the Central Coast region, Wyong Shire, of New South Wales. Now, next I'd like to introduce Mary Lynn Taylor, one of the panel members. Mary Lynn, could you summarise your experience?
Mary Lynn Taylor, planning lawyer, and member of a number of planning panels for both the state and local councils.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Next, Kath Roach.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Kath Roach. I run a company called Sing Solutions. I do a lot of matters across local councils in New South Wales. I have a background as an internal ombudsman with local council. And since that time, for the past 13, 14 years, I've